Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtime with Rich Gimble. On this day, September 6, 2011, a California judge rules that Madonna does not hold a trademark over the phrase Material Girl for her line of clothing just because she wrote a song by that name in 1985. An L.A. retailer called L.A. Triumph has been using the name Material Girl Clothing and has registered it as a trademark. On this day in 2001, Earth, Wind, and Fire announced that Viagra would sponsor their forthcoming 30th anniversary American tour. On this day in 1997, while an estimated 2.5 billion people watched on television, Elton John sings a reworked version of Candle in the Wind at the funeral of England's Princess Diana. After the song is re-recorded and released as a single, it would become the largest-selling record in history, with sales topping 33 million. On this day in 1990, 48-year-old Tom Fogerty, rhythm guitarist for Creedence Clearwater Revival, dies of respiratory failure. A lack of opportunity to sing and record his own songs led him to leave the band in 1971. On this day in 1989, the Pittsburgh Steelers are stopped from practicing on their own field, Three Rivers Stadium, because the Rolling Stones are rehearsing for their upcoming concert. On this day in 1980, Upside Down by Diana Ross goes to number one on the Billboard Hot 100, where it will stay for 4 weeks, becoming her biggest solo hit. On this day in 1975, Glen Campbell tops the Billboard Hot 100 with Rhinestone Cowboy, selling over 4 million copies in the process. Glen Campbell had cracked the top 10 twice before with Wichita Lineman in 1968 and Galveston in 1969. And on this day, September 6, 1968, a rock star records the guitar solo for the Beatles' While My Guitar Gently Weeps, becoming the first non-Beatle to appear on one of their recordings. George Harrison later said that his presence had another effect on the band. It made them all try a little bit harder. They were all on their best behavior. Who's this star that impressed the Beatles? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, September 6, a rock star records the guitar solo for the Beatles' While My Guitar Gently Weeps, becoming the first non-Beatle to appear on one of the recordings. George Harrison later said that this guy's presence had an effect on the band. It made them all try a little bit harder. They were all on their best behavior. Here's Eric Clapton with the Beatles and While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Joe.